This
is
Minimal Filters. Freddy.
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to episode 74 of Minimal Filters. If you're watching this on the video, you'll notice we're in a different location. We're at my crib. We're recording from the Shibley and Kirchenberger residence.
You don't have the same last name yet?
Not yet, but...
Kirchenberger.
Welcome, everybody. I won't go too deep into it, but we're going to bring our MFers of the week with some bestie advice, and we're going to do nails of different ways to say drunk.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we're going to do a little breakdown in the NHL because it's crazy right now, and then we're going to finish off with a shower thought.
Super crazy right now.
But right off the bat, let's get into something rather unfortunate that occurred this afternoon.
Yeah. So
wait, pause before we get started. Were you going to do the intro?
Yeah. Like earlier before the show started, I asked, is anyone doing the intro? And I didn't get a response.
Well, Shibe said he would do
that. I said I was going to wing it.
But okay. I didn't think you heard that. It was actually, that was a good.
Anyway,
good
shut up, Kale.
Here we go.
It starts now. So here it is. For everyone knows, we've done the hair picks. We finished that about April. Kale lost. And he's postponed his punishment up until now. And of course, the day he's supposed to get it done, he sends a long-ass message saying that he's going to lose all of his hair if he dyes his hair.
He's going to go bald and like be Caillou bald if he dyes his hair black.
I'm just embarrassed. Like, it's just a cowardly back out. It's just an absolute bitch move. It's, I don't know, how many words can we come up with, Shibes? Like, there's too many for just being an absolute pussy.
Well, it's just gutless because it's a year-long thing that we've been waiting for.
No, here's the thing, Kale, is that no one wants to hear your voice right now. Like, no one wants to hear you talk. You decided to send this long message, which is just complete BS. Absolute BS, that message of, oh, my boss's hair lady said my hair was going to fall out if I dyed my hair in the summer. That's fucking bullshit. That's what that is. Shibes, you got any more comments on this guy?
Yeah, it just breaks my heart. You think Kale's going to be the guy to fall through or something like that, but... Yeah, he lost fair and square, and he says he's going to do it later. Then when that comes, he'll be like, oh, not yet. I'm not ready yet.
What do you think his next excuse is going to be? Oh, I can't dye my hair in the winter because it's going to freeze. Like, that doesn't even, like, you're just an absolute bitch,
it's
man.
It's
going
to get too hydrated. I'll have to shave it off.
Yeah. I just, before we, like, are done with this, I just got to read a poem that I wrote about Kale. It's called The Coward. He lives an honest life. His heart is pure, and truth never stumbled at his door. But when evil spread their wings, and the minions of darkness forced their way, he kept himself silent. When he is called to testify against the devil and dye his hair black, he closed his door, muted himself to his very core.
Did you write that?
All right, Shibes, I unmuted Kale now. Do you have anything to say? Because no one heard a single word you said trying to defend yourself.
Oh, just that I said I'll do it.
Oh, okay. You'll do it in what, fucking 8 months?
Okay, well, however long summer goes, whenever the weather dies off.
Give us a realistic deadline date where it has to be done.
Yeah.
And probably, now this is the punishment for putting it off. You have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Again, you guys can say that all you want.
Say
I'm still
what?
Doing it. You guys put it off the first time. You literally said it was your guys' idea to wait until you moved in here. That was your guys' idea.
Yeah, and then the day of, you're like, can't do it.
What
yeah.
a coincidence, though. The day of, no, we get a message, hey?
I waited for the perfect day to make this all up. But, yeah, I don't know. Fucking whenever it's not plus 30, like probably in a couple months.
That text was worse than coming home to a crock pot.
Yeah. Facts. That I read that text while I was working, and I wanted to like throw my phone. I was like, this is not... I can't respect this in any way.
Well, yeah, I was working, so my messages were playing in my AirPod when I was working. And then...
the whole thing read?
No, not the whole message. It said, Kale sent a long message. And then I read it, and then I told Johanna, she's like, so am I going to have to dye Kale's hair today? And I was like, I don't think he's going to do it today. And then she's like, yeah, I know, I saw the post. I didn't even realize that Nathan made a post on the Instagram.
You deleted it. That's how cowardly you are. You can't even face the
you
music.
You deleted the post?
He deleted the music. That's how big of a coward he is.
You can post about it, but there's a reason why I deleted it. I'll say it after. I'm not saying it right now.
You don't get to say it. I'm posting it again. I'm going to continue to post it because you have to face music for your actions.
Then I'll just continue to delete it.
I'll tell you the reason why after, and you can maybe.
No, you can say it now.
No, I don't have to say it now. Again, you can have a silent podcast if you want. Just all this awkward.
Muted. All right, Shibes. I'll unmute him when he deserves to be unmuted.
Well, let's just unmute him now. I don't know. He deserves to speak for himself, but everyone out there just know that it was a coward play.
Hey, I said I
am I muted still? Or
I
not?
Know
I unmuted you. Can
I
say
said it. I admitted it, but I'm literally doing it.
I know so. For a fact
you're not gonna do it though. You're gonna come up with a right. Bullshit excuse.
You guys keep saying I just know talking for into existence.
For
I won't
a
do it.
Fact that
it's official, guys. I'm not doing it anymore because Bills doesn't want me to. He just said.
Coward play, but
that is so. That's just such what? A narcissistic
I just
way
I
to look
you
at
said
it.
It's like going Kale, to, so
stop being
I have
no,
an excuse.
Stop being a fucking narcissist, Kale.
This
okay?
is what Kale
Define
did.
Narcissist.
This is what Kale did.
Define someone who thinks the world revolves around them, and then whenever something comes their way, it's someone else's fault. That's exactly what you're doing. You're pushing it onto me. That's why you're not doing it.
So if I wasn't muted,
so you're a narcissist.
Part, sure.
Okay. That's not something you want to be.
After this,
I'll
is
be a narcissist and a coward. If
for probably the rest of the week. Kale's going to be the kid that when everyone was playing tag, when he got tagged, he quit.
Yeah, that's exactly what
that's
Kale
what it
I
is.
Never got tagged, bro.
That's what it is.
No, you did it worse than got tagged. You did fucking worse.
What, yeah, what was dude. That?
What?
What did I do that was worse than getting tagged?
You got you hit fucking, in the face with
you,
a dog.
And, you threw, and then you threw a temper tantrum.
You're the one having a temper tantrum about this.
I just thought you were, I thought you weren't that guy.
All
but
I
clearly,
know is if I lost
me
that,
neither.
I would be tiptoeing out of this apartment. With black hair.
Yeah, if I lost, episode. I would have black hair, and Kale would be shitting down my throat if I didn't do it. So,
yeah.
You're welcome, Kale.
I literally said, this is completely fine. I deserve Kale, this.
When are you going to do it? Like, give us like a...
No, I'm not doing it now. Bill
what?
Just said I don't have to.
I did not. There's not one time I said, you don't have to do it.
You said,
I said,
you said
I
I'm
said,
not going
to
do
I
it,
said,
so that's my excuse. I'm not doing it now. Official.
Wow.
Man. This guy is such a fucking coward.
Facts,
oh, my
dude.
God, dude.
I'm doing it. All if right. you guys were like slightly more respectful about the
there's
fact
not
that,
what part of this is there
perfect,
to be respectful
there,
about?
It's still continuing. I'm not doing it. Simple as that.
Jesus.
Chives have been nice about it.
I don't know, man. No, I can't.
Fine.
I can't take
it. I just
you
hope
anymore.
You can sense the disappointment that the vibes I'm getting.
Yeah, oh, I can. I've admitted it since like fucking.
You didn't admit
like,
it. You kept trying to defend
ago.
Yourself the whole time.
When?
In the group chat, you just kept trying to justify it.
I literally texted the group chat saying, I understand you guys can absolutely roast me.
Yeah, and now you're saying you're not going
to
do it.
Well, yeah, you said I didn't have to.
Not one time did I say that. There's not a single time I said you don't have to do it.
All right, well, then I guess I have to do it still.
Okay, realistic date.
Yeah, you got to set a deadline.
2 months, 1 month.
No idea. You guys fucking change the first two dates, so I'll just keep changing the next
August,
two dates.
August 30th. Done. His hair has to be dyed black for when he goes back to school.
Sure.
Let's all shake on it.
Nah, I ain't shaking shit. Not until I get a little bit more respect here.
You don't deserve respect. There's not one.
You need to
yeah,
earn.
You don't deserve
hey, Shane,
one ounce
again,
of respect.
I'll,
being nice.
I'll respect
you. You're being nice. Until Bale isn't nice
I'll
to me.
I'll respect
that
you once
anything.
You say you're going to do it, but you keep
I've been
changing
saying,
your
I've
mind.
Been saying it that I'm going to do it since the start of the podcast, and you decide to just be an asshole about it. So if you want to be mean about it, I'll be mean about
hey,
it.
I'll respect you and any other topic except this one. This one, you got to earn it by pinky promising me that
I
you'll
doing
do
that.
Why?
Because I'm not doing anything until Bale is nice about this.
I don't have anything
like,
to say.
I
don't have a single word to
you
say.
You already
to
called
you.
Me a coward, so now there's nothing else I can do. It's more cowardly than being a coward. So I could literally just say, I'm never, ever doing it. Fuck you guys and walk away from it. But that's not how I started this. I don't know if I was muted for it or not, but I started it by saying, I will do it. I'm still going to do it. But Bales is being mean, so simple as that. At the end of the day,
you're
I was trying to be keeping nice. Chives, you've been nice. Bales been hostile. Simple as that.
Well, I don't know. It's something that we were all looking forward to. So
yeah, and I was going to
so
do it.
So we have every
like
reason to
start,
be a little upset. But.
Like I said at the very start, I was still planning on doing it 100%. I always was planning. There was nothing stopping me. I never once like complained the past 2 months about
all
well,
then
why
are you dodging this start, this new
I don't want to
yeah.
go bald. Hair is important in the life of a male.
You're not going bald.
Dude, your hair is
man,
thick as
I'm
fuck,
out,
bro.
It ain't. It used to be. It ain't anymore. It's going. And it's a real
God,
sad day.
Bro.
I know Bales, your hair is perfect. It's like half your personality. Shibes, yours hasn't gone yet, but it's getting there. Mine is going too. It's a thing that we talked about one episode about male baldness, one of the worst B words. I'm not sure if you were on for that episode, but it's like the shittiest thing ever. When dudes start to bald, it's nothing worse. And
there's nothing worse than when
attention brought to me today
that
if I die, because I work outside 8 hours a day and this heat makes my hair fucking dry as shit. Which is probably why it's starting to thin out. And if I was to dye it, because again, it's, you guys can say bleach and black aren't the same thing, but it's, you're putting chemicals into your hair to change the color of it. It gets underneath the follicles, dries it out.
When we just burn it, turn it black.
That, I don't know if that would work.
I'm with Shibes on this one.
That'd be really bad.
Okay, we can get to our MFers of the week. We don't need to hear Kale try to justify himself anymore.
My MFers, both you guys probably.
No, I got two. I'll go first. My MFers completely relate of each other, my good and my bad one. Or actually, someone else go. I got to fucking figure this
out. Okay, well, my first MF for the week is 50 Cent. Everyone knows he has a big dick, but it just got proven.
What?
Chelsea Handler, I don't know if you guys know who that is. She's an actress.
Yeah.
She basically said 50 Cent's dick was way too big to do anal. So shout out to 50. He packing it.
I knew that they hooked up a while ago.
He packing a full dollar in there.
Is this like anal new news? Like she just said this, or it's like an old?
Like she was like getting interviewed, I guess, and she just brought up the fact that his dick's too big for anal.
So. Oh, Jesus.
Well, shout out 50.
Shout out $1.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, okay. Well, I'll go into mine. I'm going to do mine together as a package deal. Maybe because my good MFer is having AC in your apartment because it gets hot in here. My bad MFer is buying an AC.
Because it's expensive.
It's fucking expensive.
Yeah. But it honestly, it's so fuck. It buys itself over right away.
Like, it's worth
so
it. After the first night, we're like, okay, good purchase. Feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But
AC units are absolutely like necessity for apartments that don't have any fucking AC. However, the cons almost outweigh the pros with the price, and then your electricity bills skyrocket.
Like there's other ways around it. Like if you, I mean, we haven't, last summer it was dusty as fuck, so we tried to leave our stuff closed as much as we could, but you could just fucking get a fan blown right in your face. It's a lot cheaper. But yeah, AC is fucking...
Well, even if a fan's running all day, it doesn't use as much power.
No.
But I don't know. That first sleep after getting AC, like if you can't sleep, you can't fucking do anything.
Yeah, sleeping in the warmth is fucking awful. One of the worst things ever.
Yeah.
Trying to sleep when you're like too hot or sweaty.
It's almost as bad as dyeing your hair black.
It's like dyeing your hair black is actually not that bad, I don't think.
Yeah, anyways, my second MF for the week.
I'm actually going to go take my first one because I haven't gone yet.
My second MF for the week is...
Kepka is back. He just won a major.
Yeah, so my second MF for the week is Kale because, well, I don't even have to get into it. I just had to put him on this list because he deserved to be on it. You can go now. Shibes, you want to go?
I already went. My two were a bundle. A Telus bundle.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go for my third one then.
You guys are really good at doing podcasts.
My third MF for the week is just the Coyotes franchise. I refuse to call them the Arizona Coyotes because they don't belong there. It's just a joke. They actually ran worse than most Junior B teams.
Dude, I think Calgary could host two NHL teams.
I think a lot of Canadian cities easily could, but it's just like the marketing and like the revenue from sponsorships and all that.
I'm not saying Arizona should go to Calgary. I'm saying they should... get rid of the Oilers and bring them down to Cowtown.
Calgary Oilers. Almost seems like a sin.
That sounds so fucked.
Calgary Oilers.
Calgary Oilers.
Would you rather see the Oilers colors with a fucking C logo, like the flaming logo on, or would you rather see Calgary's colors with the oil on it? What would look better? I think probably Calgary's colors with the oil on it.
The flaming, well, because the flames are the color of fire.
Yeah, but they're actually, aren't they white on some of the jerseys? It could have just fucking be on their dark ones.
The flaming sea.
It's too bad they play like a little spark.
Yeah, well, the Oilers are all they'll ever amount to is an oil spill that kills millions of animals.
Okay,
just terrible.
Jesus Christ. What even is, okay, so I've been kind of following Twitter, but what exactly is the current with the Arizona team?
Basically, they have no arena. They have no plans. Like, the city shut down any plans of building an actual NHL arena there.
Why?
So they have to live. They have to use that fucking university arena for the next year or so. And it's either they keep proposing plans, three of which have gotten shut down by the entire city. And then, so yeah, they basically, it's relocation at this point.
So what it basically is that the NHL, like Bettman and all the other, everyone in the NHL and the higher-ups want that team to stay in Arizona, but Arizona doesn't want the team there.
It's basically the meme of, like, just let me die already.
Okay, yeah.
Like, right. Gary Bettman saying, I love you, and then the Coyotes are just saying, let me die.
I kind of thought so. That's fair.
That's basically sums up the entire situation of the Arizona. I can't even call them Arizona.
Jesus, that was close.
The
The A words?
The coyotes.
The C words. My, before, if I hope I don't get muted again, but Koepka is my good MF-er. I was going to make him my bad one for his festivities afterwards. That was the clearest day, but yeah, he's back. Like, obviously, everyone knows who follows golf that he came second in the Masters after absolutely blowing a lead going into Sunday. He had a 4-shot lead, lost by 2 or 3 strokes to Rahm. But at the last major here this past weekend, he fucking was an absolute nail gun, and he came when it counted. He was +4 at one time on Thursday, ended up finishing -9, and he's back. But then why, yeah, the reason why, if you haven't seen it, he was definitely coked up
at the Panthers game
that, after that. There's a video of him. It's the bling, yeah.
That's one of the, that literally is like one of the representations of the side effects of cocaine.
Yeah.
Is that video.
Like he had, it was like 21 claps to 1 blank ratio I saw. He was just clapping for like 30 seconds straight and he blanked like twice.
Well, because he drank the night he won, obviously, and then apparently he drank the whole day. Mm-hmm. So he clearly, he had no other choice to survive than obviously
he needed to balance it out.
Then to go skiing.
He needed an upper.
He didn't know what, but he said he didn't know what it smelled like before, so he just needed to try it out and see what it smelled like, and he accidentally went up his nostril.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, probably somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
I haven't seen it come out yet, but probably.
Yeah.
Guy's a partier, man. Need more guys like that in sports.
Makes it more entertaining. It's like, oh, they're one of us.
I feel like there's,
yeah, he's a normal guy.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a lot of that in sports, but like, there's more of a contract side to other sports where you can't be seen doing that shit. In golf, it's just you. You have sponsors, but if you lose a sponsor, you'll be fine. Plus, Liv pays him enough money where if he gets fucked up and causes a problem, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He already is retired. He just golfs on the side, bro.
Basically,
with that Liv contract,
with the amount of money he makes, yeah.
And my last MF-er of the week is unsubscribing to emails. So I use my iCloud email for almost everything that I don't care about. If I like go buy some clothes somewhere, or I don't know, get discounted at a bar for a fucking slice of pizza, I give them that, my iCloud email, because I never go on it. But the other day I had 10,000 unread emails, and I'm like, I had some time, so I just went through the first like 100 and just unsubscribed to whatever company that was. I've only gotten 4 emails the last 2 days, so it's nice. I mean, it's not like it doesn't change my life, but I always get so annoyed seeing numbers of notifications next to each app.
That was like me. I always sucked at checking my email just because there were so many emails every day.
Did you unsubscribe to Cowardly Daily?
No, actually, I that's my paper. I can't unsubscribe to that.
Good. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, that was staying. But shit like Blue Notes and fucking Brewhouse. So I'm like, why am I? And there was a couple. Walmart. I had Walmart in there.
You look like a guy who would just only shop at Walmart his whole life.
I did for a little bit, but.
No, your whole life.
No, just a little bit. And then I had to start just using your fucking white shirts you bought from Walmart, and then I had to buy my own.
So I get my white shirts from Winners, bud. Nice try.
That's way better. But yeah, that's my MF.
It's where winners go, bud.
Facts.
All right. Bestie advice. Just advice to be a good friend, a great friend. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure. I kind of have this. It's a weirdly worded one. I don't know if I've said something like it before, but
weirdly worded.
I'm just gonna read what I wrote.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
Try new things with your friends. Like, if all you guys do is go out and get drunk on the weekend, try something else. Like, for example, an escape room, or going on a hike, or going camping.
There we go. Ironic as fuck.
Where did you come up with that?
That's crazy.
Where did you come up with
that? Was this planned before the weekend?
What?
Did you write that down before the weekend that we just had, or is this after?
No, I wrote it today, but I didn't really think of anything. But yesterday we did an escape room, and it was nice because I didn't feel like shit after. I didn't have to spend a bunch of money.
And we spent quality time.
And it was a good quality time. Get your brain going. It was fun.
Yeah,
and it didn't involve getting fucked up.
Escape room?
Wait, hold on a second. You're telling me you can have fun without getting fucked up?
Yeah, not until very recently, but once you figure it out,
bullshit.
It's unbelievable. Yeah,
bullshit.
That doesn't sound
it's
real.
It's unbelievable.
I haven't done any escape rooms for a while, but it used to be like a team bonding thing in hockey. I think I've probably done like 4 or 5 with hockey teams in the past.
I mean, I've said this before. My hangovers are so bad that it basically deters me from drinking now. It doesn't, but I like to think that it does. but last night was just a great example. I was like, wow. I had a great time bonding with my friends over solving a murder and time traveling all in the same night.
Yeah, we did it all, but basically. But what I was basically saying is, like, you get in these friend groups, and then you guys kind of form into a certain group of people. Like, if you're going out every weekend, that's all you do with your friends is go out.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm hanging out with Kale. Should I get an 8-pack or a 15-pack? It's not like, what are we doing? What do you want to do? It's like, I know we're drinking. That's what we're going to do.
So, are you saying that's all Kale does?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
What else are weekends for? I'll tell you what they're for. Camping with friends. Ironically enough, the other half of what Shab just said, I wasn't here for the escape room. We went camping. Me and two other buddies that we usually do the same thing with, just 8-pack.
So my bestie advice is...
Why? Let him go.
Is if you make a bet with your friends, hold up your end of the bet. It's just a way to bond with them. Especially if you make a bet that you say you're going to do, it just forms a better bond, and then your friends will actually trust you to make bets with them.
Both that are probably still listening, but other than that, I bet everyone's probably gone by now. So that's good.
Still can't hear you.
Okay, good.
Kale, please go with your bestie advice.
My bestie advice, which I'm actually going to get to in a second here after I was just telling Chibes, but two of us that we used to always, same thing. They'd come over on weekends and we'd know, like, an 8-pack and end up going out probably somewhere. Two of us and myself went camping instead this weekend.
And went to a town and went out to the bar.
Yeah. Well, the one night, yeah. And but
spent more money.
No, we I would have spent way less money. Camping, you spend so much less money, dude. So much less. Way less money. It was like fucking $13 each to camp.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And we had it for two nights when we used the one night. Like, it was like $7 basically a night. But we went to Tunnel Mountain Village 1, which was like the campsite. It was pretty packed. It was May long. But we went, Sunday, hung out in the town Sunday, but then Monday was Slush Cup, which was yesterday. It was so fucking fun. And that's one thing I've always, like, not necessarily always want to do, but I've always seen it and been like, why didn't we do that instead? Because I thought it was going to be expensive, but I'm not sure how much passes usually cost for that. But again, we had free passes, so we didn't spend near as much money as we would have if we went to fucking National and Aether Craft. But yeah, going out camping, something new. I said this before, but we do not take advantage of having the mountains in our backyard. Like,
I've never heard you say that before.
I have on this podcast. But literally, like, it's a fucking, from living downtown now, it's like literally a fucking hour drive. You're in the mountains. Banff and Canmore were like, Banff was an hour and 15 minutes.
True. I know another thing about camping. I know that Nathan and I were talking about it the other day. The highlight of my year every weekend is our camping trip that we go on. It is so much fun. And
it was the same vibe.
It's coming up. It's coming up,
like,
too. So
in Envy, we're on grass. There's obviously forest around it, but we're not in the trees where we tent. But tenting in Tunnel Mountain, like, you're literally in the middle of the fucking forest. Like, bears, squirrels, fucking... There was two elk just walking right past our tent this morning. It was yesterday morning. It's crazy, crazy. Camping is fucking... I'm not even going to say it's underrated. We just never do it. Once a year, the past 2 years, is all we've ever done camping with the boys. I think we should do more often.
All right. Agreed. Thanks, Kale.
Was that your bestie advice? Go camping?
My bestie advice was...
you didn't even say it.
No, it was go camping more.
Yeah. Oh.
No, camp with friends.
That wasn't my bestie advice at all, but Bales just decided to cut it off. My bestie advice, for some reason Bales changed the thing already, was if you stay at a friend's place, clean up. Like, I think I hope we did a good job.
Can you say it again? I actually couldn't hear you in the mic.
When you go to a friend's place, clean up. Like,
oh, really? You're supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Fuck, I wish my friends did that when they stayed at our place.
As soon as I started typing, I'm like, you're not bad. Because you used to be for a bad. Bit. You used to be real bad.
What do you mean?
Just like fucking leaving
garbage.
You
used to literally just leave.
There's one day, we never figured out who it was, but I'm pretty sure it was you and Salt threw a piece of pizza on our wall. One of you two.
That was not me.
And it was either you throwing it at him or he threw it at you. So you were involved one way or the other.
No, it wasn't. I remember it. It wasn't me.
No, but I hope, like, I mean, I don't think we left a mess here. Did we leave a mess here the other night when we helped you move in? Or, like, because I think when I left in the morning, I put the cans away. I put my glass away.
I always make an effort at your guys' place.
I put my blanket away, too.
To do something. Like, I'll clean up. I'll put all the garbage from Don's in the big bag. Or I'll put the cans.
It's just, like, inconsiderate. Like your friends let you stay the night. Yeah. You know, they give you a place to hang out and then crash for the night. And then if you just leave the next morning without doing anything, like, it's just... It's fucking rude, and I feel bad for that person because it's usually me.
And in a weird way, Bills, I do think it honestly was kind of on us to not, like, injected in their fucking brains at the very start. Like, we let them, like, again, I'm not saying you, Shubs, I'm not saying anyone in particular, but every single weekend, whenever the boys would leave on Sunday, we'd have to clean up. And we never, like, gave them, like, oh, you guys can't this weekend. We'd always just cave and, oh, fuck, there they are on our couch bed the next day again. So I think it was kind of on us, but it's just common courtesy. You leave a mess, clean it up.
It's even like at a fast food place. If you're done with your thing, go bring the tray to the garbage can.
Yeah, exactly.
Or wipe off your table if there's a mess on it. Like, it's just...
Absolutely.
Are you done now?
Yeah, just podcasting, Bales.
Well, I thought your best advice was the camping.
Yeah, one. I thought it was go camping with
No, your I was having a big conversation about Shibes' best advice, Shibes's, and then you decided to just change the thing because you're still being funny.
I actually wasn't trying to be funny there. I actually thought that was your best advice.
I thought it was well.
Fair.
Yeah. So you don't got to get all butthurt now just because you're a coward.
Fine. I'll just be a coward instead.
That works. Do you guys want to do hockey breakdown or nails?
I say nails. Hockey breakdown right towards shower thought.
Okay.
All right.
I got to press the music again then.
What?
I had to press the music. Nails of other ways to say drunk. Is that correct?
Yeah.
There's a few.
I think we kind of spoiled it last week. Like with us three, because we kind of went over a few at the end of last week, and we're like, let's just make it a nails instead. But yeah, there's a few, and the reason we kind of started is because I was literally saying how, like, you could quite literally say anything, and it could somehow be taken as like another word for drunk.
Oh yeah? Yeah, could it?
Yeah, and we'll get to it after. I don't want to take anyone's picks.
I'm so cowarded right now.
Yeah, like I got so fucking coward last night.
I'm so black hair dyed right now.
That's three words.
I'm so dyed.
Yeah, that one works.
All right. As to no one's surprise, I won again last week.
Kale's on the longest skid now.
Yeah, Kale's.
Currently, I've three in a row.
Well,
I haven't won.
That's karma, bud.
It ain't 10. If I get to 10, then you can talk.
It wasn't 10 for me.
It was 2.5 months. It was literally 10.
Literally 10.
It was 10.
Literally.
Poor guy.
After you thought you were the fucking man.
I think too. I'm going to take third here. I'm going to take third.
That's fair. I was probably going
to take third. I'll let Kale go first, and Jason can go second.
Thanks. I bet.
With the first overall pick in this nails here, I'm going to go fucked up.
Safe 1-1. Yeah. I probably would have done that if I was first.
I figured I was going first. I think third's honestly smart here.
But. Fucked up can just be in so many ways. But, I mean, it's just the go-to, like, oh, he was so fucked up last night.
Yeah, I got so fucked up last night. That's like yeah. That's... Probably yeah, the most common.
That's a good one, but
there's
I think
mine, ones out there,
mine is easily a number two for the commonest that you say it. I'm going with hammered.
Yeah, that was that.
Hammered. That's a good one.
Hammered is another great one.
Oh, he's hammered. Oh, she's hammered.
Oh, I got fucking hammered.
I was hammered.
Yeah.
Those are two pretty pretty good ones. I got one that's, I'd say it's on the upswing. It's more trendy with us millennials, Gen Z, Gen Ys, whatever you want to call us. In one is just it's just a great way to say it. It yeah. sounds cool.
You want to,
it makes you sound pretty alpha when you say in one.
In apostrophe one.
Just in one.
Or in space or one word.
Space. In one. I want a space in between.
Yeah, in one's good. I also yeah, quickly to go over the rules we talked before. It's not just single words. It can be like a kind of like a mini.
In one's fine.
A hyphenated word.
Yes, that'll work.
In one is for sure fine.
My second one.
I didn't have it written down. I'm not gonna lie.
My second one, so many. I'll go with just wasted.
Yeah, wasted was my number two.
Wasted, not only is it a phenomenal term to say when you're drunk, but it also just reminds me of GTA. So
when you die, wasted.
Wasted.
True. That's true.
Wasted.
Yeah, this is where my list gets kind of dicey, but...
they all look the same.
They're all like
every
same level.
Every single one looks the same to yeah. me now.
I got, for mine... I'm gonna. This one's kind of a fun one, but
we love saying that before you.
It's not just drunk, but I'm gonna go with crunk.
Crunk.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of crunk, I think of LMFAO. They just give me crunk vibes.
Yeah, dude. Just getting crunk.
High and drunk at the same time.
Yeah, it's just a funny way to say like drunk. Got crunk last night.
Yeah.
Crunk. Funny way to say it. I think.
I haven't heard it for a while, but maybe bring that one back too.
I might bring it back.
Yeah, those are great picks, fellas. I'm gonna go with my number two here. I'm going to go with buckled.
I actually forgot about that one.
I forgot about it as well.
Yeah. It's not a bad one, though. I got fucking buckled last night.
Depends who you ask.
Well, I'm asking you guys. yeah, buckled was my second. My third pick, Fuck. I'm gonna go fucking smashed. I got smashed last night.
There's better ones.
Oh yeah, there's sure. There's like six better ones we've gone through already.
No, like there's better ones left on the board for sure.
Not my board.
All right, so my turn.
Yep. So
how shitty is your board right now?
I got four more.
So do you still not understand how the order of this goes? Because you ask that every time.
Last week you were like, wait, why did you just go two? It's like, that's how it works.
Yeah, well, I just haven't been paying attention.
That's
let me go with...
It's nice to see you're wearing a clean hat today.
My hat's very clean. Boys, you'll be happy. Sorry, quick pause. Both my snowboard hats got absolutely fucking trashed.
Well, you don't snowboard, so...
I got to ask that too. I'm like, nah. They're like, why are you wearing the hat? Then I'm like, I'm just fitting the vibe. It was kind of embarrassing.
Fitting the vibe.
Oh, so you finally,
admitted that you don't snowboard?
Because everyone there, like, they're fucking ski heads. I'm like, yeah, you can probably tell I don't ski or snowboard.
How can you tell if someone skis or snowboards?
Yeah.
They're stees, bro.
Okay, you definitely
No, like, I usually shred gnar, but whatever.
Give me this long one. Give me obliterated.
That's I like that one. Written down. That was a good one.
I've definitely heard that one a lot.
I fucking love that one.
Isaac was fucking obliterated on Sunday night.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah.
When my friends are obliterated, I usually just end up carrying them home from the bar.
That's not true at all. What have you ever carried one of your friends home from the bar?
You wouldn't remember.
You were obliterated.
No, you were obliterated.
Was I fucking smashed? Or was I fucked up?
No, you were in one.
Lit. Ooh, that one could be used too.
Whose turn is it anyways?
Nathan's.
It's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn.
You know how this fucking game works,
bud? Yeah, you're not fucking game
you got two here, Bells.
All right. My first one of my last two will be annihilated.
Annihilated.
You don't know how to spell annihilated, do you?
Annihilated. I know it's in.
No, it's not. It
starts with an A.
It starts with an A.
Really? Annihilated?
Yeah.
You don't inhalate. You
oh, annihilate. I'm thinking of like.
You annihilate. When you
inhalate. Wait, what's the word? Inhale. Inhalation. I'm thinking of inhalation, yeah.
I don't think inhalation's
Inhalation's a word, yeah.
Inhalation?
Yeah.
Inhaling? Inhalation? You can get sick by inhalation?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
Bills.
You're right.
Thanks
for saving
me there.
It's been a long day, dog.
Inhalation.
Just annihilate.
I'll Google it later.
Annihilated. Annihilated.
How do you spell it?
A-N-N-I-H-I-L-A-T-E-D. Annihilated. Yeah, I won my grade 7 spelling bee in Outerberg.
I lost.
You were in my grade 7 class. Dude, you lost, like, I think pretty early on. I think you could.
I didn't do the spelling bee.
Shibes.
I have a
no. It was a class spelling bee, like not for the grade, but the class. Shibes couldn't fucking spell cow. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Now you know he's lying.
Oh, no, I can make it worse. I'll save you here. That's kind of embarrassing. You can't spell cow, but I lost in grade 6 in the finals. I couldn't spell feud. I said F U D E.
Ooh. Yeah, that's bad. But yeah, I
would only know how to spell that because of family feud.
Literally, I did spell cow right. I just spelled it U-R-M-O-M.
Oh!
Mrs. King would have been
like,
ah! Been the fucking...
Ur-mom. Fuck's Ur-mom.
And my last pick, I got to get a little creative here, but loss in the sauce.
Four words?
I'd say with two of them being in the, I think it's okay. You guys can veto it. I'm okay with it, but I think it's a pretty fair one to toss out there.
Yeah, awesome. That's what I was going about earlier. Like, I think one or two words is fine, but that's like a whole saying.
Lost in the sauce. Not very.
Well, you could say he was drunk or he was lost in the sauce.
Yeah, I guess. But like for that, like in my mind, then I would be like, I got fucked up or fucked up. For you, you could just say sauced.
Nah, lost in the sauce.
I mean, that's
my
pick.
No, it's like he was drunk. He was fucked up.
He was lost in the sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
Lost in the sauce is my last pick.
Okay, but then, okay, that is fine.
Yeah.
But then, for example, could I say like he was fucked up beyond repair? It's also four words. It's like he was drunk. He was
fucked
up beyond repair.
Yeah, but that's like all four of those are descriptive words. In the isn't like descriptive.
That's fair. That's a good argument. I'll give you that.
I appreciate it.
Lost in the sauce.
Shibes, what's your last pick?
I'm going to shout out Wakesy on this last one. He put me on this word. I love it when he says it. Deleted.
That is Wakesy. Wakes gets fucking deleted some nights. Only Wakes, though. Like, deleted. You don't get deleted.
Bales and I don't get deleted.
I don't think I've ever gotten deleted.
Wakes, though. Wakes gets fucking deleted.
Wakes does get deleted, yeah. Bro.
Just, those are good picks. All right. Fucking my last pick here, hey?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Buzzing. I'm going buzzing.
I just don't think that's drunk. Like, I saw it too, but I was just like...
I'm buzzing tonight. I'm fucking buzzing.
Yeah, I feel like that's like where you want to be. Drunk is not where you want to be.
Okay, I can change it then.
No, it's up. It's, you can keep it. I'm just saying, like, when I think of drunk, I think of, like, being, like fucked up. I don't consider buzzing being the same as fucked up. Maybe that is true.
I guess you wouldn't say for drunk. I'll
like, that, like, buzzing is, like, the same to me as tipsy.
He was drunk. He was buzzing. Like, when I think of someone buzzing, I'd be like, good vibes, feeling good, feeling happy. When someone's fucked up, I'm like,
I'll just change it. I'll
throw up on him.
No, you're good.
I'm going to change it because you guys gave me the option. I'm going to go lit. I was going to take it as a fourth. It was between those two.
Okay, well, I would have picked buzzing over lit, but.
Fucking, no, it's kind of like, it's lit. You know what I'm saying?
I was fucking lit last night.
Yeah. Last night was fucking lit. You've heard that. You say that every fucking morning, Bells. Come on.
Yeah, I say it every morning, but I don't say I was lit. I say it was lit.
No, you said you were lit. I was fucking lit. that was the first thing you said last week in the morning.
If I ever say I was fucking lit, I give you permission to dye my hair black.
You just said it.
I've heard Nathan wake up and go, oh, fuck, that was lit.
I've heard Bales
definitely look, said like, that one.
I've heard Bales at the end of the night be like, oh, I'm fucking lit. Time for bed. Holy fuck. Holy fuck, dude. It's so lit. I almost got deleted. I've heard that too.
Yeah, now you're making it up.
All right. What's everybody's list? Who went first?
Kale went first. I went first. Another word for drunk. I got fucked up. I got buckled. I got smashed. I was lit.
I eat.
Kind of a shitty end, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, it's not other words for drunk, it's other ways to say drunk. And okay, mine start with hammered. I got hammered, crunk, obliterated, and deleted.
Pretty good. I like your list better than Kale's, that's for sure.
Thanks.
I like Shabs' is better than Nathan's.
Mine was in one. Oh, what were my other ones?
Wasted.
In one, wasted, annihilated, and lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all go over like one at a time for honorables because I got a few ones that I know you guys have too.
I got some good ones. Kay. I'll go first. I don't know. I just thought of this one after I made my last pick. Crippled.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's not really a nice word to say.
I had slaughtered, but I thought that was a little aggressive.
Yeah. Crippled is not really a nice word to say either. Kind of making fun of some people.
Oh, fair enough.
I had slaughtered. I had dieseled. Like, fuck, I got dieseled last night. I've said that before,
I had rinsed.
You wouldn't have had a Bales.
I'm surprised no one said loaded. Loaded just seems like one that...
I had that on my list, but...
It's pretty common one.
Loaded's one I say if like I'm like fucking... Like,
you took crunk and no one took turnt.
I had turnt written down. I was going to say that.
But I feel like... Blitzed. Am I going to go or what?
I don't know. We're all interrupting each other.
I feel like loaded is like an old... Like a dad term, though.
Or it's when like you're bloated and have too many beers. Like, oh, you're loaded. Like, you're full.
I don't think I would ever use loaded to explain when my stomach's full.
I got waffled.
Yeah, pancakeyed. I had tanked.
Yeah, I had tanked.
Nice.
I had goobered.
Goober schnitzeled. Yeah, I had turned and cranked and blitzed. Those are my other ones that we already said.
Speed bagged.
Speed bagged, yeah.
Blasted.
Pickled. Ah, fuck.
Blasted. Wrecked.
Wrecked? Like, how would you spell it, though?
With a W.
R-E-K-T.
Plastered.
Plastered's a good one.
Plastered.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But that's what I was saying. Like, anything here, like, I got fucking...
I know for a fact we're going to forget something. We're going to be like, wow, like...
Yeah.
Butt plugged.
Yeah, fuck. That was my 1-1, but it must have got deleted. No, that's not bad, Chaz, but not great.
Speaking from experience, bud?
Nah. Bales, what? that's it for nails.
It was pretty good nails.
No one can hear you, Kel.
Good.
No, I'm kidding. I haven't muted you for a while since the nails.
Imagine.
The whole time.
We just farted.
Let's just do a hockey breakdown, even though we're not a sports podcast, but let's just do it.
We're an everything podcast.
Yeah, well, we'll start in the East, man. Florida's just too hot. They got hot right at the perfect time.
Literally, they're terrifying.
And their Bobrovsky is unbelievable right
Bobrovsky.
Now.
Bobrovsky.
Kachuk, whatever, X-Flame, whatever.
He's not buttered.
He's playing well. But yeah, I think the Panthers are going to walk through Carolina probably in four.
They're already on their way to, yeah, like they're fucking.
And then, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Here's the thing about the way this round's gone so far is that, yes, there's two teams. Well, actually, there's a 3-0 and a 2-0, but every single game of those five have been one goal games. Four have been overtime, one's been a 1-0 shutout. So it could have gone just one bounce in OT. It could be 2-0 the other teams.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they could go either way, but Florida's just so hot right now that they're getting the breaks.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And they're like using that to win the games. They have so much momentum.
It's Team of Destiny vibes is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Florida does. Just everything's going their way. It doesn't seem like anyone can beat Bobrovsky. I don't really have much summary for any of this besides this is probably the most boring Final Four hockey teams I've seen play in the finals in a long time.
I'm not interested. I'm only interested in like Vegas.
I don't care. Not a single part of me cares. Not just because my team lost out, but I just like I don't have anything towards any of these teams. Like even though Florida's like an underdog, it's like they're in Florida though. Like and they're not really an underdog. Like their roster's stacked.
They're
so I got nothing. I'm not interested in the NHL playoffs. Until it comes to Canada.
I think my only...
Which won't happen because we know fucking Gary Bettman.
My only issue with the Florida Panthers is their jerseys, how the red stripe in the front that goes horizontal doesn't go around the back.
I didn't.
That's your one issue.
Makes the jerseys just look cheap.
I just think the Dallas Stars new jerseys look childish. Those neon green ones.
Every new jersey from now on is going to be childish.
Like go back to those like sick like Medano days. Yes, those ones are nasty.
Yeah,
those are
sick.
Like they're just like the most fucking. It literally looks like Buzz a child just fucking ripped out a green fucking smelly marker.
Yeah,
like, you know, even the star is not even that sick of a design. It's literally just like a. It's the shape of a star.
Yeah,
with a D in it.
Fucking just literally the D stars. I don't know.
It's not the worst logo in the NHL, but there's.
I like when it says stars, but anyways, no. I think that I'm gonna predict what's gonna happen. From now on, I'm going to say it's Vegas against Florida.
It's easy to predict that now.
I know. That's why I'm saying it now.
That's a sick prediction.
Well, no shit. I'm going to say Vegas wins.
I think it's going to be Carolina and Dallas in the finals.
Dude, I think... Okay, well, let's move
to... What else could be right here then, Chavs? Pick a...
I honestly think it's going to be Florida, and I think Dallas... I think Ondra's going
to
figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. I said, let's go to the West. But he
doesn't play bad. Blah, 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 blah.
Dallas needs to win both at home if they want a chance in the series, which I think they can do.
They need to win one, but
so if they win both at home, I think Dallas is taking the series probably in six games.
Okay,
I think if they win one, they'll get on a roll. They'll figure it out, and then I don't know the final
in six. So they're gonna win four straight.
I think so.
Damn.
And that's then in the lot. Final, I don't know Florida. Hopefully, it's Florida Dallas. I mean, I'd probably rather see Dallas win it.
You want to know what?
Jimmy Benn is the only reason I'd want Dallas.
Hate when the East teams win the cup. It just makes me mad.
You want to know what's crazy is that when it comes to the four teams left in the finals, all of them have like this. They're like four of the smallest tax teams in all of hockey, which is just an absolute like. It just shows you how rigged the NHL really is because players make more money. Like they'll sign like a $6 million contract there, and they would make more money than if they signed like an $8 or $9 million contract in Canada. It's crazy how that works.
Hey? Basically, yeah. So I'll just say one person from each team that we'd be okay with seeing win a cup. I'd say Chucky. Honestly, I'm obviously from Calgary, and I think I've said this a lot. I'm not a diehard Calgary fan, but when they do good, I'm happy. But I would love it if Chucky won just to throw it in Calgary's face.
For Florida, probably Bobrovsky just because he's Russian.
And he's been through a lot.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't care. He hasn't been through shit. He plays in the NHL. He's fine.
Hasn't Paul Maurice ever won a cup?
Oh, good call. I don't think he has. He's been head coach usually everywhere he's gone.
Yeah, I think probably him. It'd be cool to see him win one.
True. He's Canadian.
Vegas? No one. I don't care. There's Howden, a bunch of brats.
Just because Moose Shaw. And he got the OT winner, and he deserves a lot.
The team seems like a bunch of brats.
He got traded from Tampa the year they won and then back-to-back cup, so he didn't get either of those, which sucks.
Hmm. Life's a bit.
It'd be sick to see Eichel raise a cup for McDavid.
That would be crazy, actually. That would make basically stand. He should have gone first overall.
Ruin fucking McDavid's career.
McDavid would definitely fucking cry. He would get really upset.
He'd probably
get
200 points next year.
Or like fucking 80. He'd have an off year.
For Dallas, I'd probably say no, he won one already.
I'd say Jamie Benn. Because he doesn't wear a fucking visor. I think it's electric.
Yeah, that's fucking nails, actually.
Maybe
Suter. I heard he's kind of a piece of shit, though.
I would just say true. I would just say Jamie Benn because he's hot.
What the fuck? Facts though. Carolina, nobody.
Mm.
Cam Ward.
Brent Burns probably for me.
Yeah, I guess.
Brent Burns.
Cam Ward for me.
Rob Brendamore.
He already won one too.
Yeah, but I choose him again.
Yeah.
Because he's scary. He scares the shit out of me.
Like, I don't care about any fucking player in Carolina.
Stanley, if he can win as many Stanley Cups as he wants, as long as he doesn't beat the fuck out of me.
Paul Stastny would be cool.
I think he won one with Colorado last year, didn't he?
I don't give a fuck, dude. I literally don't care.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on.
That's our hockey talk.
So sick.
I still picture he's been there for a while.
Sick analysis, yeah. Bud.
Analysis.
Shower thoughts of the day.
I'll go. What the? So me and Kale were sitting here waiting for Nathan to show up, and an ice cream truck rolled by.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the ice cream truck schedule? Is there one that goes around the whole city and you just have to have lucky to find it in your neighborhood?
Why the corner of Seton in the southest part of this whole entire city?
And that's probably the only ice cream truck I'll see all year.
Oh, yeah. Sure I haven't seen one in a long fucking time.
Like, what's the scheduling? Who works for them? How do you get the job? Like, what's the deal with ice cream trucks?
True. Does each ice cream store have a truck, or is it just the ice cream truck? You just know it's it's the ice cream truck.
They're just independent businesses and they drive wherever they think they'll get people to buy them.
So that's gonna be the creepiest job ever. Hey, go drive where there's lots of little kids. How do you know that?
Play music,
sir?
And lure these kids to your fucking
How's that still legal?
That's a good point.
Think about how many, this is gonna sound fucking weird, but I bet there's a lot of fake ice cream trucks in the States.
Probably. There's probably fake ones everywhere. But how do you get into the business of ice cream trucks? You gotta be a twisted fuck to do that.
True. That's actually crazy.
Your job is to literally get to children to follow you.
Yeah, literally. Well, have kids running out of their house.
That was if a counter doesn't work out, you know where you'll be.
I was just gonna say, I think your job's already lined up after you're done driving a Zamboni.
I would just go around the industrial areas and just drive a van decked out with Monster decals playing rock music and just sell every
you'd
dude
make
there
so much money.
Sell them Monsters, bro, or energy drinks.
Yeah, fair. You go next.
Yeah, my shower thought, didn't put a lot of thought in this one, that's for sure. But I can't believe my roommate is a coward.
Facts. Yeah, so what enough. Three of your three categories today?
I love my roommate.
So soft. Where'd she go? Taking a poop?
She's having a shit.
No, she's not taking a poop.
My shower thought, it's just, it always fucks me up. It's kind of basic, but we can have a small talk about it. Not really a shower thought either, but the fact that it's 2023, when I hear 2019, I still think last year, 2 years ago. That's four fucking years ago now. You could say 2000s were so close, but seeing 2019, I still think that was last year. Seeing someone write down 2019.
Snap memory from 2019. It's 4 years ago today. And it's what?
Or it's when a golfer wins, that's his first win since 2019. Oh, that was only last year, a couple years ago. No, four fucking years ago. It just 2019, just that number 6-0, and it fucking
blows
my mind.
Do you think if COVID didn't happen, we would be saying that conversation?
Not at all.
I think it just fucked everyone's sense of time. I honestly do. And I hate to blame it on COVID, but I think everyone's sense of time and how quickly it really moves past, I think it got so fucked up when we're all in our homes doing nothing for months on end or whatever.
It was the longest but shortest 2 years ever. So I think it was just such a brain twister.
Yeah. No, I fucking hate seeing the word 2019.
It's a tongue twister, but
for your brain.
Yeah. A brain twister.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what he said.
Oh. You said brain twister?
I would say it's more like a Twizzler than a twister, though. It's a brain Twizzler.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Works for me.
Because they're interlocking with each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the Twizzlers do.
So is a tongue, though. Tongue interlocks and makes you a fucking...
Why are you talking about your tongue right now?
You said tongue twister 8 seconds ago?
I don't really know.
I don't really know what you're fucking talking about at this point.
All right.
That's our show.
Did you actually write that poem or did you find it on Google? Because it was good if you wrote it.
Thank you. It means a lot.
I'm the poet here.
You're not. I literally wrote a better poem than you.
Say a poet. Do a slam poem so we can end it off. You got to slam yourself. For your antics today.
Nah, I'm lost. I'll carry it out of this one again.
Jesus Christ. Turn it off.
Yeah,
at least, love you guys. You're not stopping.
Love you all.
Peace out.
Do, Did, Will, The Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of 5 podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.